I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have Ana Karina Cardenia from Lubbock, Texas. Cardenas. There's two of them. When you put together she and her husband, there's two Cardenases.
Right.
Lubbock, Texas, and Ana has been in Young Living since October of 2015. Welcome, Ana.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you so much. So thank you so much for creating the time to be here and tell everybody in Young Living your story, so that you can inspire the stars and senior stars and executives and silvers and golds to go for diamond. I imagine you believe, like I do, that if you did it, they can do it too.
Exactly. That's exactly how I started. I decided to watch people's stories and read about them, watch their videos. And when I saw that they could do it, I knew I could do it too. So that's really the secret or the beginning of many, many stories.
Cool. So Ana, tell us, who were you and where were you and what were you doing before Young Living? And then roll that into who specifically told you about Young Living?
Yes, sure. So back before I started Young Living, I was a swim instructor. I had my own swim school, my own swimming school business. I was in touch with moms on the regular because of my swimming business. I was a mom. Yes, I was a mom. I had one child. Now I have three. When I was introduced to Young Living, I thought that I was free because I had my own business and I had my own hours. I loved being in the pool all day with my students, but I soon realized that I really wasn't free because I depended on the income from my swimming lessons. And I depended on moms signing up their kids on swimming lessons. I also depended on the weather to teach swimming lessons. Because if there was a hurricane, I lived in Louisiana back then. If there was a hurricane, bad weather, whatever happened, and I had to cancel swimming lessons, I wouldn't receive my income that I was supposed to receive or that I was expecting to receive. So that was me back then. I heard about Young Living through various friends. Many of my friends used them, but I never really wanted to sign up. And it wasn't until I saw a post on a mommy Facebook group made by Annie Hauser. You probably know her. She's a Royal Crown Diamond.
Yes.
Post. Back then, she was only starting with Young Living. And seeing how genuinely she shared about the product, not selling it, made me want to ask her what she recommended me to get, thinking that I would get it from the distributors that had approached me with the sales tactic. Well, when I approached her and we had a natural, genuine conversation, I clicked with her more, to be honest. And I decided to sign up with her because she didn't push the sale and she didn't push the kit on me or anything like that. So that's when I decided to join Young Living. And I promised her I would never do the business. I told her I actually was about to not sign up because the word distributor popped up in the sign-up process. And she assured me that I didn't have to distribute, but I would tell her, like, girl, distributor means you distribute, and I don't want to distribute. So why are you telling me to sign up as a distributor when I don't want to distribute? But she assured me, and I believed her, so I did sign up, and I did not do the business for a while. But that's how I learned about Young Living, and that's who I was back then.
You're a real piece of work, aren't you? What a great story. And it's so fitting, Ana, because we remind people in the coaching and training along the way to building your Young Living business that just because someone says no doesn't mean they won't change their mind. So hold a space for them to evolve. So tell us, what happened that you changed your mind? What happened from, okay, I'm going to try these products, but I'm never, ever going to distribute, to, okay, maybe I'll do something. What was that evolution like? And what did you learn along the way that had you see what you hadn't seen before?
Okay, so it was a very interesting story. And there's parts of it where sometimes I feel ashamed, but I'm going to share it anyway because it's my story. Phrase it. And like you said, we need to remind people that these are the real stories that are going to be your next diamonds. So even though there's parts, and you'll laugh when I say them, and you'll realize which parts I'm talking about, I embrace it now. And that's who I am, and this is who I was, and this is my story. So I decided to try the products. And for months, I would say I would never do the business. But every once in a while, I would think, well, what if I do try? Because I'm in touch with these moms every day in the swimming pool. They come to me and they tell me they miss lessons because their child is going through something. And I would suggest oils anyway. But then the next week, they would come back and say, oh, I got my oils. I love them. I got them from my neighbor. And I would hate myself for not being able to close the sale. And then I would reinforce on myself. And I would speak, not live, but the opposite. Like I would be awful with myself and be like, oh, Anna, you would never be able to do this. Like I would just reinforce on myself that I wouldn't be good on the business. I need to apologize, by the way. I should have said this from the beginning. English is my second language. So sometimes I come up with phrases or words that are not the usual in English. So anyways, that's what I would do. I would just reassure myself that I would never be good at this. But then one day I made a post on Facebook sharing about oils, just the way I shared about life. I've always been active in social media, and Annie caught it. And when Annie caught it, she approached me and wanted to coach me on closing the sales. And I dismissed her. I was like, no, thank you. I wouldn't be good at this. You close the sales. Like, you can have them all. So I did. I sent all my friends to Annie, and maybe three or four of them signed up with her. And this is the part where you're going to laugh. One of them is a very strong leader in the community where I lived in Louisiana. And I thought, if this girl makes it, I'm going to kick myself because I know how multi-level marketing works. I had an idea, even though I didn't know how the compensation plan works. I knew how the basics, right? Like you need to have people under you and all of that. So I said, I'm going to regret it if I don't sign up and I have her under me. So I texted Annie and I said, okay, I'm going to do this. What's the minimum? I was very skeptical, like very not in an abundance mindset, not in an all-in mindset. I was very like, wait, what's the minimum? And what's the minimum I have to do? And what's the least? Like very, very skeptic. And I said, or I thought, because I want to join, if this friend can be in my organization, because then she'll make me a millionaire. That's what I thought, Richard. I'm so embarrassed to admit that I thought this girl would take me all the way to Royal and I wouldn't have to do a thing, which is so wrong and so untrue. And that never happens. We need to do.
She probably quit a month later, didn't she?
She's inactive right now. And she never had anyone. So that just shows us the person that you think is going to rock this might not. And the skeptic that joins because she thinks it's easy money might at one point see the vision, which I did. And I'll get to that point in a bit. Like nothing is written and nothing is set in stone. Your unicorns might be hiding and you might think, oh, she would never. And then she does. And those people who you think are going to rock this might not show up after all. So we just need to give the opportunity to everyone and see who wants it and have them show you by actions and not just by saying what they say. So what changed? Because after that, how did I get all the way to Crown, right? I joined, like I said, very skeptic and very with a limited mindset, thinking what's the least, let's just try it for a few months. And then I decided to try it a little bit more seriously. So I decided to watch the videos and do the trainings that my upline provided. I started by taking notes on a little piece of paper that I would find in my house when I would watch the trainings. And then it evolved to a notebook. And then it evolved to a full-size file and different papers and different structures, because I was getting so much information that I needed to take better notes. And that's when I started realizing this could be me. I started seeing all these stories and realizing that if they could do it, I could do it too. And so one night when my husband gets home from work, I sat him down and I told him, you know this thing that I was telling you was going to try and see if it worked? If you support me and if you tell me we can do this, like if you support my hours of work and realize that I won't be home all the time and I'll be working on my phone all the time, then I'm going to get all the way to Royal Crown Diamond. But I need to hear your support right now. And he said yes. So that day or that week, I went from I'll never do the business to let's try it because this girl's going to make me a millionaire to realizing I'm going to work all the way to Royal Crown Diamond and I haven't looked back.
Wow. And so let's give people a little thumbnail sketch of your progress because it's quite remarkable. And then I'm sure people are going to want to know, well, Anna, how did you do that? So year one, so you started in October 2015. In year one, you personally enrolled 21 people and you got to silver, which, you know, that's pretty remarkable. Not very many people do that, but it is, of course, very doable, especially if you enroll 20 or 30 people and you inspire those people, which you obviously did. Year two, you really upped your game and you personally enrolled 52 people. And I'm going to double back and talk about that. And that got you all the way to platinum, which had to really inspire your husband because as a platinum now, you're bringing in some pretty good income, right? That's a full-time income that only about 1% of Americans ever make. So that had to inspire him. I'd like to know, we'll come back to it, but I want to know what his response was to seeing $10,000 a month checks. Year three, 22 people. And what inspires me about that, Anna, is even though you had a great team and your team was growing, you didn't stop enrolling. You didn't stop building. You didn't stop bringing people in. And by the end of year three, you got to Diamond. A three-year run to Diamond is very remarkable. It's very inspiring. People are going to want to know how you did that. So we're going to come back and talk about what are your strategies? What are your philosophies? How do you bring people into the team? And how do you lead them such that they're productive? Year four, all the way down to 10 enrollments, but you're still enrolling, which is wonderful. And that got you to Crown Diamond. And I'm sure you have stories about this, but you have some remarkable statistics. One of which is your monthly sales are over 3 million a month.
Yes.
Which means you're missing a leader leg somewhere, aren't you?
We're working on Royal.
We can talk about that. But 3 million a month. Oh my gosh. And another interesting statistic, which I shared with you, is three times the average is you have 6% of your team that enrolled somebody last month. And the average, if I would interview, you know, 100 diamonds and above, the average is going to be about 2.5% of their team enrolled somebody last month. So you have a culture of growth, of enrollment, of people sharing not just the products, but sharing enough of the products that people actually want to join as a member, buy a kit. And so I want you to tell us all you can tell us in the next 20 minutes about how you did that and what your philosophies are. But first, let's narrow it. What was the run like to silver and platinum. And how did you do that fast? And what did your husband have to say about it?
Well, thank you so much for all of this. I'm really, really, and also thank you to my team, because this is not my work. I have an amazing team, and they are the ones that bring these numbers. All this 6% and 3 million, close to 4 million in sales, I don't do it by myself. So I want to give a shout out to my amazing team, Drops of Light, first of all. So how did I run to silver and above? Like I said in the last question, I decided to see it as possible, and I did not see no as an option anymore. Back then, there was the Silver Elite program, and I am very driven by prices, so I would hit every mark to get my gift as executive, silver, gold, platinum, and I would set my goals that way. I knew I had to hit silver by this month, platinum by this month, and so on. Also, to get to retreats by that year, because I wanted to go to the platinum, gold, silver retreat by that month or by that year. So it was very time-oriented. I was very focused on reaching those goals on time so I could get my prices, whether it was the silver elite or the retreats. So it was a very a time of a lot of hustle, and I was very, very focused on that. I remember being in constant communication with my leaders, which was a much smaller team that I have right now. So it was a closer communication with most of my team by myself. Right now we have more than how many members? It's like more than 75,000 members in my organization. There's no way I'm in touch with everybody. So right. Back then, it was a much smaller team, and I was in close contact with them, having Zoom calls. People ask me all the time, would you travel to Mexico all the time to be with them? And I wasn't. Even though most of my team is in Mexico, I did most of the things via social media or Zoom. I do have a local team in the United States also, though. So I would meet with them on the regular, too. And I would always involve them in our goals as a team, because that means they are reaching their goals, too. So it would be, I'm running for silver. Do you want to go to executive with me? I'm running for gold. Do you want to go to silver with me? And we will just run together and have fun.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful secret sauce strategy is share your vision, find out what piece of that somebody else wants to play for their vision, lock arms and run together and have fun. And if you don't make it, great, lock arms and go for it again. I'm curious, Anna, what's your onboarding philosophy and process? If you were to enroll me on your team personally in Young Living, how would you work with me in the beginning? What would you teach me? What would you have me study? What's the process you would lead me through to maximize my potential? Of course, you know, most people you enroll are probably just going to end up being members and customers. But how would you seek to get the most out of me, the most belief in myself, like create the biggest goals for myself, the biggest action for myself? How would you lead and inspire me so that some of me would want to run for executive, silver, and beyond? What's that leadership process?
So I don't have an established system that I do the same for everyone. I have a feel of what the person needs and what they like, and I go forward with whatever I feel this person needs, whether it's a Zoom meeting or meeting in person or guiding them through our resources on Facebook. So whatever I feel like she's going to work with the best, that's the method. However, the message is the same. I try to empower them and show them the potential of Young Living. From the beginning, I show them the income potential by the Young Living IDS. So I show them youngliving.com/IDS, whether it's that website or my own graphic. But I show them, like, by the way, there's this amazing business opportunity. When I send them the welcome packet, I also send them a little pamphlet or a trifold that shows the income potential and how the business works. So I'm constantly showing them what the business has done for my family and what I think it can do for them. On the welcome packet, it might be a little bit just a silly detail, but it makes a difference. I send them a really nice handbook that shows them how to use the oils, and I put post-its on the pages that I know they will like with little notes that say, I know you talked to me about sleep. These are my favorite recipes. So they know it's a personal message. And on the income potential page, I make a big post-it with a star that says, run with me. Where do you want to get? With a little that shows the income closure. So I'm just constantly showing them that. And whenever they come to me and they're like, okay, I'm ready to do this, then we have Zoom meetings, or I go over to their house if they're local, and I vision cast with them. Like, what would this mean to you? How would this change your family's life? How would this bless you and your family and your friends? And I get a feel of what they want to do. If they are ready to go all the way to the top, or if they're skeptic, or if they say, yeah, I want to pay for my oils, and I go with them. I meet them at where they're at. So I don't force them. I don't pull anybody. I don't like working with people that don't want to work. So I do my part, and whoever says yes and raises their hand, I run with them. But whoever doesn't, that's fine with me.
Speak to the philosophy of you don't pay that much attention to what people say, but what they do. You mentioned that early on. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your experience with that and how you work with people in the distinction of they may talk a lot, but what matters is what they do.
Yes. Yeah. So I think everybody goes through this. Like, how do I inspire my leaders? How do I get them to do this? And I constantly tell my team, I remind myself also, we need to run with the runners. It's something that a lot of people in Young Living, we use this term, run with the runners, because your diamond is not going to be a prison that needs to be held forever. Yes, I hold my members' hands for a while, but slowly I let them go and I let them fly by themselves, because those are your next diamonds, the ones that are resourceful on their own and that can do things without you holding their hand forever, right? So coming back to your question, I pay attention. So if we have a group chat and we schedule a meeting, who shows up on that meeting? If we ask for volunteers to teach a class, who's there all the time? Like, who raises their hand and who does the work? Who shows up? And even if they're not enrolling anybody yet, but I see their enthusiasm and how they show up and how they're constantly present, those are the ones that I'm going to bet on. And those are the ones that I'm going to be coaching more closely than the ones that might have all the words for me and say they're all in and they want this, but they'd never show up. They don't come to the meetings. They don't come to the classes. They don't teach the classes. They don't do the posts. I won't ignore them, but I'm not going to spend my time on them until they show me that they show me with actions that they're actually ready for it.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody that's ever been successful in network marketing in the history of the profession eventually learns that lesson. Sometimes it takes longer, but eventually they come around to, wow, it only matters. We watch people's feet, not their mouths.
Your feet, not your mouth. Yes.
So give us some other strategies, Anna. What are you doing, whether the team was small or even as it got bigger? What were your leadership systems for inspiring and coaching and training them? Did you have a weekly Zoom that you did with the whole team? Do you have a Facebook group that you work with the whole team? Do you have any systems like that that people might want to think about if they don't have them?
Yes. So I have two Facebook groups for the business. One is in English and one is in Spanish for my team in Mexico. So I work everything twice. I do everything in English and in Spanish. And in that group, we have the announcement at the top that has the training, whether it's videos or posts that I want them to read. I try to do both because some people like reading, some people like listening, some people like watching. So I try to have a little bit about everything. Whenever somebody joins, I add them to the group and I encourage my team to do the same. No matter if they say they're going to do the business or not, we add them to the group. Because the group is, I mean, you get $50 for every person you sign up. Whether you say you're running for the business or not, you're going to get compensated for talking about our product. So everybody should know about that, no matter whether you want to go all in full time or not, right? So I encourage everyone to go into the group and watch the announcements. And the announcements cover everything from how to place your order to how to get your OGV for Royal Crown Diamond and what's the, like, not how to get there. I wish I knew so I could be there tomorrow. But you know what I'm saying? Like, how, what's the structure in your... So I do make sure everybody's there. I also have, we haven't done it for a while. Now I think I need to do it again. But monthly, how to the business classes. So we would do how we get paid. What does this business look like? What does work look like? What's the compensation plan like? And we would do those every month so that anybody that wanted to join the business could see that class and get interested in joining the business for a serious thing. Our business Zooms. I have a business Zoom every Friday with my Silvers and Above. I have, what else? I have so many different ones, but I'm all over. I'm not that structured.
What do you use, Anna, for showing people the opportunity? So if I try the products, or maybe I'm interested in the products, and I agree to a presentation. Okay, show me the whole Young Living opportunity. Show me the products. Show me the income opportunity. Do you have a system for that? Do you have a presentation for that? Does everybody do their own thing? Do you do it on Zoom? Do you send them a video? How do you and your team do the presentation?
I do have to say that I can't answer for me and my team. We do all this because it's so big. I already have 2 crown diamonds and 1 diamond under in my organization. So they, of course, do their own thing. And I'm happy with that because they've flown out of the nest.
Right.
And they're,
yes. They're, freedom.
However, what I do, and we actually did it together, and this was recent. I can't even claim that we've done this forever. Is we did a Zoom call where we invited people that weren't doing the business yet, and we took turns explaining how the business works, what's the minimum, what's the investment, what is the risk, what does it look like, what does our daily routine look like, and we, each of the diamonds in my organization, took turns explaining that. Well, now it's work once and get paid forever because we use that video now to share with people that are interested in the business, and it's a one-time...
How long is it?
It's a little bit over an hour because we do go into depth on...
Yeah.
And we share our stories. I do believe that stories tell a lot more than just the facts.
Right.
So Shiva shares our story on how we got to Diamond.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And so that's available for your whole team to just show their prospects that Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So... What do you see right now in the landscape, Anna? Like 2020, Young Living, the economy, the marketplace. You know, what do you see for the next year or two? Are you doing anything different than you used to do? Do you see more opportunity? Do you see challenges? What are you doing right now to get to Royal Crown Diamond?
Yes. So I think challenges and opportunities come hand in hand. So I see challenges, and because of that, I see opportunities to grow and to work. My biggest opportunity right now is taking advantage of my Spanish and growing international. And I want to encourage anybody listening to this to do the same thing, even if you don't speak Spanish, because we live in 2020 and there's Google Translate and there's people that speak English in every country. Yep. So I am ecstatic about the fact that Young Living is opening in at least 5 countries every year. We have the opportunity to be on the top or one of the first ones in a country we want to. I often ask, whenever leaders approach me and they ask me, what do I think about international? I tell them this. I ask them, would you have wanted to be one of the first ones to sign up 25 years ago with Mary Young? They say yes. Who wouldn't, right? Who wouldn't want to be one of the first ones? And I tell them, you know what? I'd rather be here right now because we have 25 years of experience, 25 years of testimonies, 25 years of backup that this is not going anywhere. We're going forward and higher. We're not disappearing. It's not a mom and pop shop anymore. And at the same time, we are able to be the first ones in another country, in another region. We are opening new countries every single year. So we have the best of both worlds. We have the experience and the opportunity to be the pioneers if you're willing to put the work they put in 25 years ago. It wasn't easy for them 25 years ago. They were the pioneers in their own country. So if you're willing to be that person in a new country today, you can be at the top, like we sometimes think you have to be, but we know we don't have to be on the top.
Right.
Get out of the way. But you have the chance to be the first one with the experience. So that's my challenge right now. I'm willing to look into new countries and new opportunities in new places.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's one of the things that I find fascinating about Young Living is still 90% of the sales are North America. And if you look at any mature network marketing company that's, you know, doing $5 or $10 billion a year, 90% of their sales are outside of North America.
So
we have
starting.
We have all of that upside, which is one of the reasons I believe Young Living is on track to be a $10 billion company in the next 10 years, because we have all this international growth in front of us, and we're already sitting on a base of $2 billion, just in mostly in North America. That just screams opportunity and growth. But you're absolutely right. If you want to take advantage of that and you're in North America, you want to start thinking globally. And it may not be who you know in an international market. It might be who you know down the street or in your neighborhood that knows people in an international market. There's lots of different ways to get there.
I agree. That's how I grew. I grew being from Mexico, but living in the United States.
Yep.
And it took me for my upline to have half of her team in Mexico. It takes one person to explode.
Yeah. So you're somebody I would see, like I wouldn't be in Mexico looking to recruit. I would be in the United States looking for people like you. Who are people that are here that I can work with and I can talk to easily that have influence and networks in these international markets, whether it's Mexico or South America or Brazil or the Philippines or Asia or Australia or any place.
Yes.
That's the most efficient way to get into these international markets.
I agree.
Let's talk about tools, Anna. You and I have not talked about that. I'm curious, are there any tools that your team has used successfully that you recommend?
I'm not sure what you mean by tools. Do you mean like strategies or anything in particular that they...
No, I mean tools like books. Like, okay. Have you ever used the four-year career or game plan or specific videos that you spread around to your team?
Okay.
Anything like that?
We go around with many. I wouldn't say I have a system where we are married to just one, but we have tried and had success with Propel from Nicole Paris, Game Plan by Sarah Harnish. Our upline has always provided us with amazing trainings, and I always lead my people to the resources that we already have. The four-year career, like you said, GoPro also. And always, I mean, it might not be a tool, but always going to events. It's so important to go to convention, once we're able to, right? But going
right.
to and or On the Grow, rallies, et cetera, it just makes you buy in the game, like being more present and believing like, okay, this is real. I'm actually doing this. Going on retreats and whatever our upline is providing, going to those types of events and trainings that they provide.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, last question, Anna. I am a star and I've been around for 6 months, 9 months, maybe a year, and I'm struggling. And I really want this to work, but I'm obviously not doing what I need to do to make it work. And you are the last voice in the wilderness that I will ever hear to inspire me to just bust that move and make Young Living work. And if your words don't move me, I'm probably out. What would you say to me?
That's a big responsibility.
There's millions writing on this answer.
Okay. I should have been given this question before to plan it. I would say take a look at what you're doing, first of all. And I say this with love. This might not be easy to hear, but if you're working for this, if you've been working with this for 10 years, and I mean 10 months, and you haven't seen results, then it's time to reevaluate. What are you doing? And what are you not supposed to be doing that you are? Or what are you doing that you're not supposed to be doing? Focus on the things that are going to get your enrollments. The first few ranks are all about enrolling. It's not about product education and having all of this plethora of knowledge of oils yet. It's about sharing your own testimonies and getting people on board with your story. Even if it's just one oil that you love, getting people on board with just your own story and not worrying about the rest. If you're focusing on creating your own website that's beautiful and having the perfect Instagram profile and the perfect Instagram feed, that's not going to get you enrollments if it hasn't for 10 months already. Like maybe it will if it's working, but if it hasn't, then you better switch it up and think about something else. I would say focus on using the products and loving them so much that you can't shut up about them. And so that people fall in love with your passion, because you're going to share from your heart with your testimonies and bring them on board. Just focus on signing people up.
Got it. I love that you made that distinction that the first few ranks are all about enrolling. And I think one of the challenges that people have initially is they do think that their initial success is going to be based on how much they know about the products. And so they fall into that more and more and more and more education, and they don't inspire people. And so I'm going to take that answer, and I want to pivot back to something you said in the very beginning of this article to leave people with. You said that a lot of your friends were in Young Living and they were sharing, but they didn't inspire you. I'm going to use my words. I'm not sure exactly what your words were, with their authenticity. But then who was it? Who's your sponsor?
Annie Hauser.
Yeah. Then Annie's post captured your heart with its authenticity. What is the difference? What was the difference between Annie's energy and style around her post versus the posts that did not attract you?
Annie was genuine. I didn't know her. We actually met for the first time in convention. So I didn't know if this was how she spoke, but it seemed like a person that was speaking to me and not a commercial or an ad. And I think that's what gets people interested when you hear your friend or when they hear you. I'm going to speak to the stars right now. When they hear you speaking with your own voice and your own testimonies, and they read your post or they see you at a class and they're listening to your story of how lavender changed your sleep, and you're so grateful for lavender because you're waking up more relaxed with a lot more of a better attitude for your children, that's going to speak more to them than talking about the process of distillation and how Cetaphil is amazing. But that's not going to sell somebody. They're going to want to hear your story and your testimony and how it changed your life, because that's what's going to change their life when it meets their needs. So that's, I think, Richard, what changed my decision to sign up with Annie. I didn't even think about signing up with Annie, because like I said, she just made such a genuine post that I was like, okay, she's not trying to sell anything. Let me ask her what she advises I do. Like, what does she think I should do? And I'll go back to those that sell. I didn't think Annie sold. And after I started talking with her, and then she said, oh, by the way, you can do it with me. I was like, sign me up. I want to be with you and not the others.
Yeah, I think a key word to think about there is safety. Like when people feel safe, they'll make moves. if they feel like they're going to be sold or taken advantage of, they tend to shy away, right? So the silver, or I mean the star that is struggling for 10 months, that's something to think about, is come from your heart and share your authentic stories, and maybe don't try so hard to sell. Maybe don't try so hard to enroll. Maybe don't try so hard to market, but just be you and share your authentic stories and share a lot of them, right? Because it's all about enrollments.
Yes.
Yeah, please. Okay.
So before I did Young Living, I tried another multi-level marketing company years before, and I was not successful at all. Nobody told me how to do it. So the only thing that I really did was, okay, I'm going to sell this product. I think I need a sign for my car. I need a sign for my front yard. And I need to email all of the moms from my swimming lessons and tell them, if you need anything about this company, let me know. That's all I did, because that's all I knew I could do. Nobody trained me on anything. And that's exactly the opposite of what I was told to do once I joined the business side and I was trained with my upline. And that's the opposite of what I tell my team to do nowadays. I tell them, are you going to start selling Young Living? Okay, nobody needs to know it like up front, because that's going to scare people away. Just start using them. If you want to share on social media, don't start sharing about Young Living yet. Start being active with your life. Start being active with posts about your family, your vacations, your friends, your food, your routine, your gym, your garden, whatever it is that you like. So that people start getting to know you and start getting, you start getting engagement from them through your life. And then you're going to talk about Young Living in your life, and they'll see you working with Young Living that way. Now, with an ad, like a sales ad. Now we do need to be intentional, because if you just do that, people might sign up with somebody else because you recommend the product. So you do need to lead them to the sale with you. And that's where classes come in. You need to teach classes and tell them, I'm going to teach a class so that you can get your oils. At the end of the class, say, are you ready to get your oils with me? Like, let them know that it's through you so they don't go with somebody else. But it's a merge, right? Like, it's a balance of, okay, it's personal life, it's genuine sharing, but being intentional so they know to get them with you and they don't go and get them with their neighbor.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Anna, thank you so much. You are a true inspiration. What a great success story. And I can tell from your energy and your vision and the culture of your team that, wow, if I circle back around and interview you in another 4 or 5 years, you're going to be huge, aren't you?
Yes, sir. That's my plan.
That $4 million a month is going to be $40 million a month.
Wow.
Beautiful story, Anna. Thank you so much for joining us at Road to Diamond. And those of you listening, don't listen once. I promise you, if you listen to this interview with Anna again in a week or two, you'll hear things you didn't hear the first time. If you listen to it 10 times, you'll learn every time. If you share it with your team, that's what inspires people to go from being just a customer to seeing the light of the possibility of building, is seeing it in the stories of other people. Story after story after story, repeat after repeat after repeat. That's how people see it when they don't see it. So share Road to Diamond interviews with your team and study them over and over again. And that's one of the ways you'll get to Road to Diamond. And remember, this is Richard Blissbrook, and the work is worth it. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.